Can you explain to me how to stop being an individual who is outcome dependent? And can you recommend any books that address the issue? Because this is affecting all aspects of my relationships. What is outcome dependence? We talk about outcome independence all the time. So the opposite of outcome independence is outcome dependence, which means you have a burning desire for a certain result, a certain reaction, a certain outcome. You're hoping that you can get your way. In an immature and an insecure point of view, it is all about getting your way. And I know that sounds like a five-year-old, right? He didn't get his way, so he throws a tantrum. Now, in jobs, at your job, in your business, when you're building something that you have control over, then being outcome dependent is more in your control. Being goal oriented, achievement oriented, process oriented, strategy oriented, that's all very, very effective in your professional life and other things. When you bring it into a romantic, committed sexual relationship and you have outcome dependence, it does the opposite. That goal that you have of getting your way and controlling the situation turns into you controlling other people, mandating others. You want them to comply with certain rules you have so you can feel better about you and the relationship. You depend on them to create an outcome that makes you happy, which means that if they don't do what you want them to do, you think you'll be unhappy, and then you get controlling, and that's sabotaging behavior. So you ask me, can you explain how to stop doing that? How do you stop? First of all, recognize that it is an immature and insecure behavior. Sometimes a guy hears that and he feels offended. He's like, fuck you, you're calling me a baby? Well, no, we're all babies. We're all immature and insecure at some point. But sometimes when you hear it, when you're 50 years old, you go, I'm so done with this. If you read the book Beyond Success and Failure that was written by the Beechers, Harriet and Willard and Marguerite Beecher, 1966 they wrote this book, and it's based on Adlerian psychology about self-reliance. Self-reliance mandates you have to find the secret sauce of being secure inside and mature about your notion of where happiness comes from and what others can and can't do about you. And when you get secure about that, what happens is that you get more generous. You become less expectant of how others should be to you and how they should treat you and make you happy. And when you do this, you become more calm inside and you realize there's a different way to love that is not based on other people complying with your needs. It's called agape love, which is the last of the Greek styles of love, which is an unconditional kind of love. When a person gets there, they can be more generous. And you're outcome independent because you realize since you have no control over the outcome of this relationship, not focusing on it is the best thing you can do for the relationship. And then you stay in your lane. Part of being secure and mature is being in this value system of yours where you are a happy, carefree, outcome independent, affectionate, loving person who doesn't require other people to give the permission for you to be that way.